We're talking with Robert Porter, likes to be called Barr, who is the Libertarian candidate in the 109th Assembly District. He also has the endorsement of the Republicans and I believe the Conservative 109th Assembly District. I believe is mainly Albany County. But, you know, Barr, why don't you just give us a quick introduction, who you are and why you decided to run?
Thank you, Mark. I served in the Marine Corps for 21 years, and I came home and I saw a candidate on the ballot who had every single party, and I've also seen other candidates run unopposed. And I felt that the people should have a choice when they go into the ballots to decide who they want to represent them in a public office.
So what are some of the key issues that you would like to enact if elected?
Well, I'm not one for just enacting laws because I'm elected and I'm in office. I think that we have a lot of laws that are on the books that are confusing, that contradict each other, and we need to make things simpler so people understand it. So I would actually try and do less laws and cut the budget, cut the deficit, cut taxes.
So I know taxes, just reading some of your previous interviews, you know, is a key concern. I'm not sure the exact figure, but New York State claims is facing a $30 billion deficit now because of the, at least partially due to the COVID-19 crisis. How do you sort of balance that, you know, loss of state revenue with, you know, your desire to, you know, I guess lower taxes?
Well, I mean, just yesterday I was driving by the state offices off of Washington Avenue, and there's a fleet of cars being sold by the government because they're no longer useful. They don't run or whatever. And that's a huge expense just sitting there that is being wasted. That's not to mention all the maintenance that goes into all those vehicles, not all the fuel that goes into all those vehicles. There's got to be a better way for the government to spend our money and save our money.
Now, I understand the first time you ran, this, I believe your second time in this office, you ran as a Republican, but recently you decided to change your registration to Libertarian. What attracts you to the Libertarian Party?
Well, it actually came down to the fact that it's voter discrimination. It's ballot access. When the Libertarians weren't a line on the ballot, the state required me to get three times as many signatures to run as a Libertarian as any party on the line. So and you had to do this after all the line parties got their signatures. So it was almost impossible to get on the ballot if you weren't a line already on the ballot. So I've always been a Libertarian. I picked Republican because everybody else was a Democrat and I wanted people to have a choice.
Now, you know, you were in the Marines for quite a few years, a part of their, working in law enforcement. You know, what do you feel about, you know, some of the changes that have been enacted in New York recently, say on bail reform?
Well, I've looked at bail reform, and unfortunately to me, it looks like it's put a revolving door on our criminal justice system. A person is arrested for committing a crime. They're suspected of committing a crime, and they're immediately released without having to post bail, and they're out. In many cases, they commit another crime almost immediately. I agree that there's a problem with bail, but releasing a person immediately isn't the solution. And so I would look into a different way of helping law enforcement enforce the laws and holding people accountable for the things that they do.
COVID-19 has certainly impacted on a lot of people, particularly in New York. You know, what do you think is, you know, the quality of the response has been from Cuomo and the New York State government? And how would you think that, you know, we should move forward with, you know, COVID in the coming months?
Well, when I was in the Marines, I got taught how to survive in a biological environment. And that was wearing a mop suit and a chemical mask. People have seen pictures of it. We've seen pictures of police having to go in where somebody is suspected of mailing in anthrax, and the protective gear that they wear, the hazmat suits that they wear. And at no time do you ever see anybody wearing a face covering to protect them in these environments. This COVID situation has been blown out of proportion. It's nothing close to what it's being touted as. It's not another Spanish flu from 1918. I know three people who've been exposed to it, tested positive, and all three were in high risk categories, and all three survived and didn't have to go to the hospital. So it's not what it's being made out to be. And I think that we should get back to work and reopen New York so people can start making a living and get ourselves out of this deficit.
How, serious do you think the, COVID-19 is? Is it just a little stronger version of the flu, or are there other health concerns related to COVID?
My understanding, COVID is closer to the common cold than the flu. And that has been a concern with some of the early testing. They couldn't differentiate between the two. And so there may have been some false tests, positives for COVID. But like I said, we need to look at the totalitarian side of this and say, is the government overstepping and forcing all these restrictions when it's not as bad as it's being made out to be?
Now, most people run for office always, say two things. We're going to cut taxes and we're going to create jobs. So do you have any ideas about how New York could better help with employment, particularly in the Capital District?
Well, one thing is employment. The government can't create jobs out of the blue. People need to want to work in New York State. And with the high taxes that we have here, we don't attract people to open businesses in New York. It's just too expensive. We lost the Amazon deal. It would have been millions of dollars worth of revenue and hundreds of jobs, because we just can't compete. We need to lower the taxes, make it a place where people want to work. We're losing people to other states because they don't want to live here because it's too expensive to live here. So we lose a population. And when we don't have jobs, we need to change that.
So I ran into Larry Sharp a few times. He was a Libertarian candidate for governor back in 2018. And I noticed a lot of his supporters had two key issues they were focused upon. One was legalization of marijuana, and the second one was gun rights. How do you stand on those two issues?
Well, I actually got sent to the U.S.-Mexican border as a Marine to stop drugs from coming across the border. And, the drugs are still here. We wasted time, we wasted money trying to stop these drugs from coming across the border. Colorado had a $14 million windfall when they legalized recreational marijuana. It would make money for New York State if we changed that policy. Gun rights, I don't own any firearms. I had all the firearms I needed supplied to me by the Marine Corps, but if a person wants to own a gun, they should be able to. And if a criminal has a gun, they should be prosecuted and held accountable for having that firearm. We shouldn't make law-abiding citizens criminals for owning a gun.
So we've been talking with Robert Porter, the Libertarian, Republican, and conservative candidate in the 109th Assembly District. Barr, if people want more information about you, how can they find it out?
Well, I have a Twitter account. It's 4_Porter. And I have a Facebook page, and it's Porter Robert 109.
Well, thank you very much, Barr. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.